Good evening. I'm Jamila Erickson, and it's my pleasure and privilege to introduce, for the first time on WHQR, a full-length concert by the Wilmington Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Stephen Arante on October 20th, 2018, in the Wilson Center at Cape Fear Community College. This was the first orchestra concert performed in the aftermath of Hurricane Florence. Coincidentally, the title of tonight's concert was inspired by the work of three composers, Felix Mendelssohn, Edward Elgar, and Aaron Copland, and their responses to landscapes and seascapes and their power to affect the human experience. Here is conductor Stephen Arante to tell us about our first journey into a watery world with the Wilmington Symphony Orchestra.
The theme of our concert tonight is land and sea, and it reflects three composers' responses to these two basic natural forms. Felix Mendelssohn has a number of musical works that are pictorial, such as Calm Sea and Prosperous Voyage, or Fingal's Cave. In 1834, he wrote an overture as a birthday gift for his sister Fanny. It concerns Melusina, a freshwater sprite from European mythology. The music alternates between the gently rippling sounds heard in the clarinets at the beginning and more agitated music first played by the strings. Mendelssohn himself discouraged taking things too literally, but I find that the two conflicting styles represent two sides of Melusina, the graceful mermaid in one case and the flashes of temper when she was interrupted in her watery reverie. Here's the Wilmington Symphony playing Mendelssohn's overture to the tale of the fair Melusina. Thank you. That was the Wilmington Symphony Orchestra playing Felix Mendelssohn's Overture to the Tale of the Fair Melusina. Our second water-oriented music of the evening is the set of five songs by Edward Elgar called Sea Pictures. The texts are by different poets, including Elgar's wife, Carolyn Ellis Elgar, who was already a published author before marrying Edward. Colorful and evocative, I have always felt that these songs take wonderful advantage of the richness of the lower female voice. And a visit my wife and I made to Cornwall a couple of summers ago confirmed for me that the composer beautifully captured the intersection between the English coast and the sea surrounding it. Our mezzo-soprano soloist is Mary Gail Green, a member of the Hayes School of Music faculty at Appalachian State University. This is her first appearance with the Wilmington Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
We just heard the Wilmington Symphony Orchestra and mezzo-soprano Mary Gail Green in a performance of Edward Elgar's Sea Pictures. American composer Aaron Copland's pictorial compositions were more land-based, and in works like Appalachian Spring and Rodeo, he evoked both the physical aspects of the American landscape, but also the musical heritage. He drew a three-movement suite from his opera, The Tenderland, that does both. As it opens, we can hear the wide open spaces of the American Midwest, and with this as a background, a love scene involving the two main characters of the opera gradually gathers into an ecstatic outpouring of orchestral sound. The second part is taken from the barn dance scene, and you can hear Copland in full hoedown mode. The finale is taken from the hymn-like music that ends Act One. The promise of living with hope and thanksgiving is born of our loving, our friends, and our labor. As a high school student, I had the experience of watching Aaron Copland in a week of rehearsals preparing for a performance of the Tenderland Suite. And as I conduct this music, I still hear echoes of his voice.
The Promise of Living, set to the old American song Zion's Walls. From Aaron Copland's The Tender Land Suite, Stephen Arante conducted the Wilmington Symphony Orchestra. We hope you've enjoyed tonight's broadcast and that you'll attend the next live concert by the Wilmington Symphony at 7:30 this Saturday evening at the Wilson Center. Tickets and more information are available at wilmingtonsymphony.org or 910-362-7999. The program promises to be beautiful and exciting, with performances by the orchestra's Young Artist Competition winners and Franz Schubert's poignant unfinished symphony. The recording engineer for tonight's concert was Darian Erickson, and WHQR's Bob Workman produced the broadcast. For Classical HQR, I'm Jamila Erickson. This broadcast is a co-production of the Wilmington Symphony Orchestra, the Wilson Center, and WHQR Public Media.